John Lennon, and our Refusing to Kill series is back.
Come, you masters of war.
Refusing to Kill, stories of refuseniks from around the world. A series for Sojourner Truth, produced by Payday Men's Network.
Want you to know I can see through your masks.
Right, and we are now going to go to our Refusing to Kill segment. We're going to be focusing on Bradley Manning, and I would like to welcome to Sojourner Truth from the UK, Naomi Colvin. Naomi, thank you so very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Naomi Colvin is founder and an organizer with the UK Friends of Bradley Manning, who is gathering support for Bradley Manning in the UK, pressing the UK government to intervene in his favor, and is in touch with Bradley's mother, also in Wales. Also on the line with us is Dean Kendall. Dean, thank you so very much for joining us.
Great for inviting us. Thank you, Margaret.
Dean Kendall is a gay man in Payday Men's Network, based near Philadelphia, jointly with lesbian, bi, trans, and queers in the Global Women's Strike. Payday has issued an open letter calling on LGBT organizations to support Bradley Manning. And of course, Bradley Manning is an openly gay 23-year-old U.S. Army intelligence analyst facing decades in prison for allegedly blowing the whistle on U.S. war crimes, passing on hundreds of thousands of classified documents to WikiLeaks, including a video of an U.S. Army helicopter crew in Iraq killing civilians in cold blood. We're going to open up this discussion by going with a clip of a protest that happened in support of Bradley Manning. So let us hear that clip right now.
Barack Obama has outlined his plan.
Private Manning was an analyst. If what they say is true, he was paid to read reports, find the patterns sifting through.
I came all the way from Chicago in order to show my support for Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning is the person who's blown the whistle. He's rung the bells to tell everyone that our system in the U.S. is broken. Our foreign policy is inhumane. We don't care about human rights around the world. That's what the documents and video that he's leaked show us. And we're also wanting to say that he's a gay man. It's something that is harder for someone who's LGBT to come out and speak truth to power because of how they're treated. Bradley Manning is also the victim of torture, mistreatment at the least, that he suffered in Quantico when every 30 seconds he had to answer, is he okay, to a guard. He got no sleep. Sleep deprivation is extreme mistreatment. And we wanted to come and show our support, and I just hope that we make a difference. We can show the media that people care about Bradley Manning, and we can get a movement going to give him clemency or get him charges dropped and him free.
All righty. So that was a clip of a protest happening here in support of Bradley Manning, who, of course, was moved from Quantico, a Marine base in Virginia, to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Fort Leavenworth having slightly better conditions. He's awaiting court martial, which is due at the end of 2011. So, Naomi, let us start with you. Naomi, who is based in the UK, UK Friends of Bradley Manning. When and why did you set up UK Friends of Bradley Manning, and what are you demanding from the UK government?
Okay, well, I set up the campaign in late December last year after becoming aware of the conditions that Bradley was experiencing at Quantico. I don't think we knew anything about it before mid-December. And as you know, at Quantico, Bradley was being held in a particularly harsh form for solitary confinement, plus additional restrictions. I found that very worrying. Also, I was aware that Bradley actually had dual citizenship because his mother is Welsh, which had been reported here. And actually, my best friend had dual citizenship, so I sort of understood that it was very likely that Bradley was a British citizen as well. Although the press here had reported that Bradley's mother was Welsh and that he'd spent his teenage years in Wales, nobody had actually said that Bradley had citizenship, which obviously implies certain obligations on the British government to keep an eye on what's happening to him. After doing some research, I started a campaign to get this in the press and thereafter to get the British government to acknowledge their responsibilities towards Bradley, which on the 4th of April they did. And basically in response to lots of concerns from ordinary people in the UK writing to their MPs, and a campaign in Parliament spearheaded by Anne Clwyd, the British government made two separate diplomatic representations to the United States about Bradley's conditions, which was certainly a contributing factor to getting him moved. Moving forward, what we're really asking for are two things. The first is very straightforward. We would like the British government to take the same interest in Bradley's case as they would for any other dual citizen who was facing the death penalty abroad. This means that they would go and visit him in prison just to check how he is, take an interest, and also support his family back home, because they've had no support at all from the Foreign Office to date. They should really be able to expect to have someone who they can speak to, who will explain the charges to them and help them go and visit Bradley, and they've not had any of that so far. The second thing we would still like the British government to do is to use their influence with the US to ensure that Bradley's trial meets sort of basic international standards. We have some concerns, not least because Barack Obama has already been, recorded. There's a video on YouTube where he says that Bradley is guilty, which is kind of an astonishing thing for a constitutional lawyer to have done. And, not just a constitutional lawyer, but someone who is actually as commander-in-chief, the superior of all the people who are going to be on Bradley's jury. So, yeah, those are our main concerns. And we know that if people in the UK express their concerns, then the British government has a moral, has a responsibility to pass those concerns on, because they've done it already.
Right. And, of course, for people who are puzzling why demands are being made of the UK government, is that Bradley Manning is from the UK. I'd like to go on now to Dean Kendall, a gay man in Payday Men's Network. In Payday Men's Network, we actually partner with Payday to do the Refusing to Kill series. They track refuseniks from around the world. Dean, why did Payday and lesbian, bi, gay, trans, queer issue an open letter, and you're calling him a gay hero? Why is it important to bring out this aspect of what's happening with Bradley Manning, Dean Kendall?
Just a clarification. Bradley he's from the U.S., but he spent part of his childhood in Wales with his mom.
Right. So his mom is from the U.K.
Right.
Right. Right. So okay, you don't know if he has like dual citizenship of
any kind. Yeah, he does have dual citizenship.
Right. Okay. So.
Okay. We wrote this open letter because of the silent the big lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans organizations and the media have been really totally silent about Bradley Manning. Like they don't want to know. And we know that there's been a lot of queer individuals and smaller grassroots organizations that have been taking action in support of him, but the big orgs with the money have been silent. And we wrote this to cut through that and try to bring out more visibility of that is particularly outrageous in the U.S., where so many of these organizations and the representative who call themselves representatives of the LGBTQ community, campaigned really ardently for repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy against gay men and lesbian women serving openly in the U.S. military, which in effect they're championing our equal right to kill or and be killed. But you know, why aren't they going all out to defend the gay brother's right to refuse to kill? And why isn't Bradley Manning being championed publicly as our gay hero, as he most certainly is, and splashed all over the gay press to mobilize urgent support to get him released?
Right. And Dean, for people who are listening and who want to support Bradley Manning, I mean, it's just awful what has happened with him. It was really the public pressure and support that got him moved from Quantico, but clearly he still is in prison and facing some very serious charges. Dean, what should they do?
Well, get in touch and stay in touch with there are support networks. In the U.S., there's it's www.bradleymanning.org, you know, which has constantly updated news of actions. And in the U.K., Naomi can give her...
Yes, Naomi, and in the U.K., how can people get in touch with you for those people here in our audience that would like to keep up with the U.K. end of support for Bradley Manning? What should they do?
Well, the easiest thing is just to look at our website, which is ukfriendsofbradleymanning.org.
Right. And Dean, just very, very quickly, what has been the response of LGBT organizations to your open letter? We just have about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, as far as we know, none of the big funded rights orgs have turned around and come out in support. But grassroots support of queer support for Bradley Manning is taking off recently. It's really great. For instance, the clip that you just had of the demo, the June 4 demo at Fort Leavenworth, there was a group from the Gay Liberation Network in Chicago that came down and also spoke from the platform. And there's Bradley Manning contingents at Gay Pride parades this month all across the U.S. in Philly, New York, Chicago, LASF that we know of. And in London, in the UK, yeah.
Right. Dean, I'm afraid we are out of time there, but we're glad to cover this particular aspect of the Bradley Manning story and support for Bradley Manning accused of giving documents to WikiLeaks. Naomi Colvin, UK Friends of Bradley Manning, and Dean Kendall of Payday Men's Network, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
Refuseniks from around the world speaking out against murder, rape, and torture. For more info, go to www.refusingtokill.net. Let me ask you one.